WB9YPA. W8MQT in the mobile listening. W8MQT. This is WB9YPA, Mobile, Niles, Michigan.
Is that Yankee Papa Alpha, Roger?
Roger.
Okay, very good. My name here is Dan, Delta Alpha November. I'm in Grand Rapids. I don't know much about this. This must be a link system of some type. Actually, you're my first contact on the 220 band. So I just acquired this tri-bander just a few days ago, and you're the first there on 220 there, over.
Well, how about that? Welcome to the 220 band. Yeah. Yep, it's the link system. I'm going in through the South Bend 220 system, South Bend, Indiana, and linked up there to the repeater in Moline at the current time. And my name here is Mike. So, good to meet you, Dan. And the tri-bander is working just fine for you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I didn't know. I'm hitting the Moline repeater right now. I'm actually only about, I want to say, probably 7 or 8 miles from it. I'm actually on an HT. But I have an external tri-band antenna for this, so that way I'm not trying to use a rubber ducky or anything, which is probably a good reason why you can hear me. But but anyway, I appreciate that. There, over.
Okay. Sure. You betcha. Hang on a second. I'm just finishing pumping fuel here. And I'll get right back to you.
Okay, W8MQT standing by.
Hey, if you're still here when I get back, I'm going to run in and buy a bag of cheese curds. I like to get cheese curds when I'm here. I'll get called back as soon as I get back if you're still around. So, Dan, take it away, I'll be back in a flash. WB9YPA.
Yeah, WB9YPA, W8MQT. And I don't know if I'll be here or not, but because I have a short drive. But anyway, if I don't hear from you, hopefully another day. But I will be monitoring this W8MQT.
Okay, we'll see what happens, but 73 if I don't hear from you after a bit. WB9YPA clear. W8MQT. Dan, are you still around? This is WB9YPA.
Yeah, Roger. WB9YPA at W8MQT. I'm still here. I got a few minutes yet till I get to the homestead. Back to you.
Do you run service calls?
No.
Okay. Well, that's what I do. My truck has almost 300,000 miles on it.
Yeah. It's definitely served you well. I don't do service calls. I'm an industrial maintenance guy, so I work in the same place. Same machines, all day, every day.
That's pretty cool. I like industrial stuff. I like messing with industrial controls and, you know, things like that. That's pretty cool stuff. I like that kind of thing. And I used to get such a big kick to go on these, going to school at Valparaiso Technical Institute. I used to like to go to the, we'd take field tours to the steel mills over in Gary. And it was just, that stuff is just so intriguing to me, you know, rolling that hot steel out, you know, that's just so cool. Dangerous place, but that's just the kind of stuff that I like. But I'm a broadcast engineer. Oh, very good. What is that? Is that what you do now? What does that entail? I build studios, I'll build transmitter sites. I've done that. Maintain the equipment. Repair the equipment. Making sure that all the FCC rules and regulations are adhered to, that kind of stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah, that kind of sounds like what I do, but a little more technical. Of course, I do a lot of wiring for controls and stuff like that, but of course it doesn't require a lot of components like, you know, capacitors, resistors, diodes, and all that other stuff. It's just wire and whatever device that there is. Anyway, I'm at the house now. I gotta go in here and see what the wife's got cooking. So I'll send it back to you for one more. Go ahead. That song, you want to sing that song when you get in the house. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking, right? Hey, talk to you later. Yeah, you're a Denrail guy. You like playing with the Denrail stuff. Hey, 73, Dan, good to meet your acquaintance. W8MQD, this is WB9YPA, Niles Clear.
Yeah, 7-3, hopefully we can catch each other again soon. Usually I'm a little bit earlier than this. Just about every day I'll scroll around. But anyway, I'll keep it frequency in mind. So 7-3, this is W8MQT, I'll be clear.
Take care, Dan. WB9YPA is clear. This is WB9YPA, Mobile, South Bend, Indiana.
WB9YPA, WB9YPA, W8FZ.
Hey, Fuzz. Hey, W8FUZ. This is WB9YPA, Mobile.
Pretty good, how you doing? Were you trying to get a hold of me about 2:30 on the radio?
No, why would I call you? No, I wasn't trying to.
Okay, I thought I had my handheld going on, but I heard my call sign. I'm like, that sounds like Mike's voice.
I was talking to Dan earlier. WAMQT. He was going home from work or something, and so I caught him on the radio, and I was his first contact on the 220 band, which is really cool.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking when I got closer up here. Trying to get the handheld working again.
Ah, that's the HD you're on. Okay. All right, it sounds good. And I got my truck fixed, so it's roadworthy again. I had to put a new ball joint on the right-hand side and a new wheel bearing. And so I'm not a homebody right now. I can actually get some work done.
Always a good feeling.
Yeah, my Trailblazer only has, it's just now broke in. It's only got, 293,000 on it, I think. Hey, watch it now.
I'm getting a bit.
Hey, have you talked to our common friend lately?
Not in about a week. We texted a little bit last week.
I'll have to go up there and rattle his cage. I wonder if he's still there.
Yeah, he's still there because the one house that he wanted fell through. He told me where it was in Cass, and I went and drove by it. I'm like, that's too small. So he asked me if he refinances that house, and like I pay a certain amount of money to be the roommate. And I'm like, that's a little too steep. I said, we can still talk.
Okay. What a bummer, huh? So he's looking for a place. Wow.
Yeah, at first he was. And, you know, that house has memories. I understand that point.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, he should stay. He's got a lot to lose.
Yeah, from what I understand, he only has like $50,000 left on the house. I'm like, why would you, you know, leave that house at $50,000 and then, you know, have a house that's paid for, then have to restart one at $180,000 or more?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yep, you got that right. Wow. Yeah, maybe I should go up there and visit him, and maybe talk to him, and see if I can, like, maybe change his mind.
When you plan on going up there?
I don't know. I've got a backlogged week. I'm kind of tied up here, so it's a little tight. I'm tight on time this week. Maybe Monday afternoon. That's right. He's off Monday afternoon. He should be.
Probably after 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I might go up there about, 3 o'clock or something like that. And I am just pulling up here. I'm going to run into my into the bank here for a bit. And I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go in here for a bit. Nope. I could have pulled right in there. I didn't do that. That's all right. I'll go up to the next block and try it. I'm downtown south here. So I will catch up with you if you're still mobile. FUZ, this is WB9YPA. Catch in a few minutes.
I'm headed into Cassopolis to my mom's house, so I'll probably lose the heater anyway, so. Still on or still around when I come back out, I'll talk to you. W8FUZ, please.
WB9YPA. W8FUZ, this is WB9YPA.